Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science. This one is from an idea that one of the chemistry teachers in Two Harbors, Mr. Ravala, gave me. His idea was to make a recording about some of the big problems that were caused by simple mistakes in units of measurement used for the calculations of a scientific project. Since I had very recently almost messed up a batch of my wife's cookies by measuring a teaspoon of an ingredient instead of the required tablespoon, I knew what he was talking about. I'll start today with an oldie but goodie. It dates back to the year 1492. I'll bet you can guess who was responsible. Yep, according to historical studies, Christopher Columbus used Roman miles instead of nautical miles in some calculations made on the trip to the New World, and so on October 12, 1492, when he pulled up to the Bahamas, he thought that he had reached Asia. A nautical mile comes from the Earth's circumference being broken into 360 degrees, and each degree further divided into 60 equal lengths called minutes. The distance of the circumference between two neighboring minutes is a nautical mile. The Roman mile comes from an ancient standard set at 1,000 paces. Of course, they don't agree. Here's one from medicine. An error came, according to the Institute of Safe Medical Practices, when a patient was given the sedative phenobarbital. Instead of getting 0.5 grams of the stuff as was intended, the patient got 0.5 grains. These are similar sounding units, but the metric unit gram is about 15 grains, which is a unit of the English and American system. So the patient was seriously underdosed. That probably was not very effective. Yet another one came in 1999 when NASA blew a $325 million space mission to Mars when some miscalculations traced to the use of numbers measured in English units but labeled in metric units apparently caused the Mars spacecraft to slowly drift off course. How about in 2003 when the Space Mountain roller coaster at Disneyland Amusement Park in Tokyo, Japan derailed when an axle broke? The resulting investigation led yet to another unit problem. The plans for the same type of roller coaster in the U.S. were converted from U.S. units to metric units, but for some reason, the new axles were made using the wrong units, then delivered to Japan's theme park and installed. I'll end with another oldie from 1628. The Swedish warship, the Vasa, sank with her crew on her maiden voyage, and the problem was found to be that the ship was terribly out of balance, with one side being thicker than the other. A modest wind had caused it to lean over and fill up with water. When the ship was salvaged in the 1960s, the ensuing investigation found that the problem may have related to the use of two different measurement systems because two different types of rulers were found. Workmen on one side may have been using the Swedish foot rulers, while the workers on the other side had Amsterdam foot rulers. The two rulers, although they both represented a foot, did not agree with each other. The three types of errors are systematic errors, which are errors that occur the same way every time when a measurement gets done. Random errors occur unpredictably and their sources are usually difficult to find and control. And errors called blunders are human errors that are results of inattention or poor procedures or just plain stupidity. I'd have to say that the above examples probably should be in the blunder category. Sometimes errors have serious consequences, and so we as scientists try to use exact methods and have checks and balances in our experiments, but we can't be totally afraid of making errors. As Freud said, from error to error, one finds the complete truth. If this is true, I should be well on my way to being omnipotent. And that's it for this bit of science. Till next time, goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.